Don't move, just leave your darling on a two-tier monitor. Lean back and stay a while on a two-tier monitor.
You will meet famous actress Julie Andrews, famous not only for her portrayal of Mary Poppins, but Eliza Doolittle. The meeting takes place 3 minutes from now. I'm Morgan. I'm famous for knowing when to stop talking. Love in every room. Okay, everybody outside.
You are listening to the easiest way yet to mow your lawn. The all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it, with instant forward and reverse control that lets you change direction without shifting. With a full-size steering wheel that lets you maneuver in the tightest places with ease. And a control that lets you change cutting height right from the seat. Cadet 60 is built stronger, tougher, with a full-length channel steel frame and a strong, sleek fiberglass body, plus a 6-horsepower engine to climb steep slopes and slice a 32-inch cut through tough grass. This is the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it. The easiest way yet for you or your family to mow the lawn. Get a demonstration ride soon at your International dealer. He's in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors.
Julie Andrews is the girl next door. If you happen to live in Grosvenor Square, London. She's British, of course. Now she lives in Hollywood, where she's one of the busiest and most successful actresses. Shirley Eater interviewed her for Monitor.
Is there a time when Julie Andrews wishes that perhaps things weren't as great as they are?
Oh, I think, you know, when I get a very busy day and I would wish for a little more time to myself, yes, occasionally, but not very often.
Do you find that you don't have time, though, to do things and see people that you really want to see?
Yes, I find that to be so. I wish I had a little more time for my daughter and for home life, you know.
And how old is she now?
She's now 5.
Can you tell that she's engaged? Can you know right to say that she's engaged?
Well, it's just a joke, but she has a little friend who is the son of Marge and Guy Champion, and she and Blake Champion, which is his name, seem to get on very well indeed, and Marge and I are quite content to see things going along the way they are.
Because, you know, each is 5 years old, right?
And no, I think Blake is six.
Oh, well, he's a man.
You know, in this business, you hear so many times that so-and-so has changed or so-and-so is not as nice as she used to be, but never once have I heard one thing about Julie Andrews except that Julie Andrews is a very special, wonderful person. I have never heard one word. That's terrible not to hear a word against someone. And you've been out here long enough.
Well, I should stick around a little longer. You might pick up something. It would seem that. I don't know. I don't really think about it too much. I know people are very generous and very kind. And as I say, if they were around a little longer, maybe they'd change their minds a bit.
Julie Andrews, would you like to go and do another Broadway show now that you've done so many pictures?
Yes, I would, very much, depending on what it was and when it was and for how long. The only trouble about Broadway is that one has to spend a good deal of one's life there because, in all justice to the producer, you'd have to stay in a show a year, and that would mean that I'd have to change my daughter in school and move my house and things like that. And I think I'd think carefully and be very sure that it was something I really wanted to do before I did it. But I would like to at least hold it open so that there's a chance that I might one day.
When you're in a play for a long time, as you were in My Fair Lady and then Camelot, it's difficult to keep doing the same thing over and over again. At least in pictures, you go from character
to
character.
Yes, that's the kind of refreshing thing about the movies, is that at least you do mostly get a chance to do something new each day. And I love that. I also, the theatre, I have to really kind of notch myself up for, and the movies is just a little quieter. And I personally like it a bit more, I think. And, you know, you miss an audience and you miss an immediate reaction, and it's quite difficult when you're doing comedy, too, to judge whether you are doing comedy. You know, you could be doing terribly. Yes.
Yeah. Would you be happy, do you think, having stayed, because you can't tell, but would you be happy just working back in England now or staying in England?
It would depend how much I had seen of the world, what I, you know, if I knew nothing but England, I would think I would be perfectly contented. But I have travelled and I do love to travel. And I think now I'd be rather sad if that were, you know, cut off.
Your fate.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't think you have to worry about that.
Well, I think the world is getting smaller all the time, and it seems a shame not to kind of explore it and see what's to be seen.
And this is Shirley Ida saying again, for Monitor, we thank Julie Andrews, and we go back now to New York.
Doesn't sound as if our Julie has gone Hollywood, does it? Of course, now everybody's wearing dark glasses. It's hard to tell. Whoever you are, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
A VITA volunteer consultant in California showed a Mexican village how to build a polyethylene-lined water storage pool. The American never left home, but hundreds of our Mexican neighbors benefit from its freely given advice and skills. Furthermore, 40 other villages have copied the idea. Yankee ingenuity is proving itself a friend-maker in international relations. VITA can use other volunteers. Whatever your skill, write to VITA today and get the story. VITA's address is Post Office Box 555, Schenectady, New York, 12301.
Wake up to what's happening with me, Big Wilson, and the WNBC News staff. Find out what New York newsmakers were doing while you were asleep. Listen, then call Plaza 78866. Make your morning part of the day's big event. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on WNBC.
Monitor New York, WNBC New York.
Now the musical spotlight falls on Guy Marx. For his first and last selection, he will sing Loving You Has Made Me Bananas.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Plunkett Broadcasting Company presents the music of B.B. Angelus and his loyal Plunkettvillians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunketville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan. Scarf matches your eye. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eye. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. You burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for I dined, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had a ship that had has made me bananas.
The switch is on. All across America, people see the light of Ford's better ideas. It's your Ford dealer's See the Light sale, featuring specially priced bargains like an XL Fastback with air conditioning, tinted glass, and 302 cubic inch engine. Plus, better ideas offered by no other car in Ford's class, like a strong die-cast grille and Gidden headlights at no extra cost. Sale-priced XLs plus sale-priced Fairlanes and Mustang Sprints at your Ford dealer's See the Light sale now.
If you're looking for some savings, see the light and come aboard. Go to where the sale is, see the man who's selling Ford. We're having a sale.
In one moment, basketball's Baron of the Bluegrass. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty, in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Adolph Rupp of the University of Kentucky is the winningest coach in basketball history. And reflecting on the game at a recent coach's clinic in Boston, he found it pretty much okay, except for the 1968 United States Olympic team. A report from Monitor's Joe Hyder.
Adolph Rupp, are you basically pleased with the game of basketball as it is today?
Well, I'm tremendously pleased with the game of basketball because it's been very good to me, as you know. I'm, of course, on Medicare and Social Security and all those things, and should, I guess, retire, but I'm not going to do it. I love the game of basketball, and I'm going to stay with it just as long as I can. And I think the game is wonderful.
All right, Coach, what are these stalling tactics that are used? Is this good or bad for the game of basketball?
Well, it's bad. It's very bad for basketball. And I'm of the opinion that if these things continue, like North Carolina and North Carolina State in a game played before 15,000 people, the score 12-10. Now, that's ridiculous. We played last year, and we had a team hold the ball on us 5 minutes and 38 seconds before they took the first shot, and then held it 2 minutes and 58 seconds and things like that during the game. I don't believe that's a healthy thing. Basketball is a game of action, and when you remove action from the game, you're going to remove spectators from the seats to view the game.
What about the basket? Should it be raised above 10 feet?
No, I don't think so. If we should raise that to 12 feet, it's just going to handicap the little man still more. A little man that's 5'10 or 5'8, and we've got many college players and many high school players. We must remember, it isn't this big 7-footer in the college ranks that plays basketball. It's the millions of boys that are down there 4 feet 10 inches, 5 feet 2, 5 feet 6 in high school that also have to shoot at that basket. And that's the thing that we've got to remember. When we try to outlaw these big men, we're only outlawing maybe 4 or 5 in the United States. We must remember, it's the little man that makes basketball go and not the big man. Now, it also means that we'd have to change many of our structures in which we play basketball because it would take a different trajectory in shooting than we now have.
How about a quick prediction about the United States in the forthcoming Olympics in basketball?
Well, I was not pleased at all with the team that they selected in the Olympics. They had 53 men, I understand, to help select that team. Now, you don't need 53 men. You need about 5, and they can do a much better job than was done this year. We don't have that big man in there, and I know Russia has one. I know Czechoslovakia has some. And we may be in trouble for the first time in the Olympics. We've never lost an Olympic game, and I surely hope that we can go this year and have the same record when it's all over. But I'm very apprehensive because we only had 4 boys from the National Association of Intercollegiate Basketball to make that team, and there's some fellas on there that I don't even know, and I know a lot about this game of basketball, at least I think I do.
You sure enough do, Coach Rupp, and thank you for the pleasure of your company. Now, this is Joe Hyder for Monitor Sports.
And now, a word about Super Royal Triton. There's a lot that can be said for Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil from the Union Oil Company. Unfortunately, 30 seconds doesn't give you much time to say it. There's one thing to remember, though. Super Royal Triton performs so well that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. You can't ask more of any motor oil. So make sure you demand Super Royal Triton next time you're due for a change. You'll agree there's a lot to be said about Super Royal Triton motor oil, all of it good. For sports news every weekend.
Keep in step with Monitor. Don't move, just leave your dial on the tip. He was on the tip. Lean back and stay a while on the tip. He was on the tip.
In this half hour, Monitor goes fishing, and a single girl goes to town. Somewhat similar sports, when you think about it. Both looking for a catch, and ending up talking about the big one that got away. My name is Morgan, to tell you about Sandler and Young, who are next with Cotton Fields.
Cotton Fields. Quand j'étais un tout petit enfant, ma maman fredonnait en me berçant. L'enfant d'eau, dodo, l'enfant d'eau. Quand j'étais un tout petit enfant, ma maman fredonnait en me berçant. L'enfant d'eau, dormira bientôt.
I'm doing a survey on owners of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractors.
A very efficient machine. It's built tough like the big international tractors, you know.
Oh?
Brute strength. Mows my lawn, clears snow, works my garden. So easy. There's no shifting with that hydrostatic drive.
Well, Professor, you certainly are sold on Cub Cadet.
Yes, I am.
Cadet's for keeps, you know. Say, you got quite a lab here.
I'm trying to transmute matter. Here, hold these electrodes.
Hey, what the...
Now I turn you into a pussycat. I blew it again.
If you want to turn lawn work into a breeze, buy any new Cub Cadet, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, and get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawn mowers or tractors.
Don't move, just leave your dollar. Here's Monitor. Hi, Monitor fans. This is Rona Martin.
Lean back and stay a while. Here's Monitor.
Hey, Dick, it says your elephants are found in Africa.
But they're so big, how do they get lost?
Music by the Monitor Orchestra. Jokes by Rowan and Martin. Now on with the show. We'll hear from comedian Flip Wilson in this half hour. Like many performers, he has a secret for relaxing before he goes on stage. He says it's bowling. And the only trouble with that is it's a little hard to do in the average dressing room. I don't know about you, but I have completely lost interest.
Now VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, presents Monitor on Stage. Performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from the Letterman in just 1 minute.
I don't believe it. You mean Voice of Music's got a solid-state stereo tuner amplifier with 200 watts of power and $500 worth of performance for just $300?
Yes, sir. We're selling a lot of them.
It delivers everything promised by some components costing $200 more. Check the specifications if you don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Well, then you probably won't believe the BM Stereomatic record changer either. You know, you could pay an extra $50 and still not get a nickel's worth of extra dependability.
I don't believe it.
And in component speakers, there's just no comparison. BM has put high-fidelity speakers in hickory pecan cabinets that double as beautiful end tables.
I don't believe it. An hour ago, I would have believed it.
Well, why not now?
Because an hour ago, I bought somebody else's stereo components. Now I can't afford to believe it.
BM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
One of the more successful of the young singing groups on the scene today is the Lettermen. As their name might indicate, they're in great demand for college concerts. And here's how they sounded in a recent one. Featuring the Lettermen, has been brought to you by VM, the Voice of Music.
I don't believe what Voice of Music says about their stereo components. They say they got a new tuner amplifier. It's solid state, 200 watts of power, $500 worth of performance for only $300. I don't believe it. An hour ago, I would have, not now. An hour ago, I bought somebody else's stereo components. Now I can't afford to believe it.
BM, the Voice of Music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Ahead, Jack Jones and the Bob Crew Generation. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Saturdays and Sundays, it's the wonderful weekend world of Monitor New York on WNBC. For more of everything, it's more of Big Wilson, Lee Leonard, Bill Mazur, and Wayne Howell on Saturdays. More of Jim Gerhardt and me, Sterling Yates, on Sundays. Make more of your wonderful weekend world with Monitor New York on WNBC.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A brand new Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick?
Something special is happening at your Buick dealers now. Buick Bargain Days. Your chance to get a new Buick Skylark equipped the way you'd like at the best price ever. See your Buick dealer today.
It's Monitor. It's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date with news, news and music and comedy.
That's right. Monitor for 68. We got our technicians working on the new model for 69. Soul coaxing. This is Monitor, available almost anywhere in the USA. In Wichita, Kansas, people hear us on KWBB. This is Henry Morgan. I shall return.
Jimmy Durante visits Monitor today on the NBC Radio Network.
Monitor in a loving mood. Pat Williams, The Look of Love.
Kate Smith, Masquerade. From a first-hand observer, what a tourist trip to the Antarctic is like. Before that chiller, here's the warm and windy High Chaparral. The David Rose Orchestra. Very interesting. I didn't know that. I'll drink to that. Now hear this.
You think you're a bright Now's the time to see the light, because there's never been a better time to buy the original success car, Mustang. Right now, for a limited time only, there are two new low-priced Mustang Sprints. One with special wheel covers, pop-open gas cap, and sporty C-stripe. The other has all that, plus wide oval tires, styled steel wheels, and fog lamps. See these low-priced Mustang Sprints and see why. The switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford. See the light, see the light, see the light.
Next on Monitor, Bill Cullen, brought to you by Dacron, by DuPont. A man's way to stay neat with style. What's it like to take a tour to the Antarctic? We'll hear from Bill and his guest in a moment.
When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron's where the style is, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say. When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, any Wednesday, hold the press every day of the week. Get a suit with Dacron, mister. Dacron knocks out wrinkles, mister. Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say. When you want to look your Sunday best, every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
See the travel-tested wardrobe with Dacron by Botany 500 at your favorite store now. Bill Cullen is with Richard Bissell. Mr. Bissell is the author of Bissell's Baedeker, a whimsical travel page. And he was on that trip to the Antarctic with 17 tourists. Mr. Bissell lived through the experience to write about it for Venture Magazine and to talk about it with Bill.
Mr. Bissell, your column Bissell's Baedeker is a thorough source of travel information, as you are yourself. What is the unusual first that you've recently been involved in as far as traveling is concerned?
Well, we recently came back from the Antarctic continent. Now, this was the first time any tourists were ever allowed down in the Antarctic continent at all. And we went from from New York City to New Zealand, and we got on an icebreaker. This ship was only 246 feet long, and it had no ballast, no keel, and it rolled itself from one side down to the other side. All the furniture was falling around. The pots and pans in the galley were crashing around all the time. And we finally made it. We were 11 days each way across the southern seas. Now, this is completely out of the shipping lanes of the world.
You mentioned we. Who else was on?
This was a tour. There were 17 regular tourists, and these people paid $7,000 apiece for a 30-day trip.
$7,000?
Under indescribable conditions, you see. Now, this is real devoted tourists. They wanted to go pretty bad, and we were on the second tour. The first tour ran aground down in the Antarctic, so they had quite a bit of publicity about that. And we left from the foot of New Zealand and went all the way down through the ice, the icebergs, the ice pack, and saw 400,000 penguins and killer whales, saw Scott's hut, the man that went to the pole and didn't get back, and Shackleton's hut. And we visited the McMurdo base of the U.S. Navy down there. And I visited the Scott base of the New Zealand Antarctic group and saw their dogs.
People just willing to spend the money.
Yeah.
And they'd be uncomfortable just, I imagine, to say they'd been to the Antarctic.
Well, it's beautiful when you get there. It's just beautiful. High, icy mountains and glaciers and just beautiful. And it wasn't cold because it's their summertime now. And temperature never got below 20 above zero, I don't think. We wore heavy clothing and long underwear and parkas and sweaters. But we were quite comfortable.
Was the Navy prepared to receive a group of tourists like that?
Well, no, they didn't really want us down there. They were afraid that the women were going to cause trouble. These men had been down there, you know, without seeing any dames for a long time, and they didn't know what might happen, you know. And the other ship had gone aground, and they had to pull it off, and they just didn't want anybody down there messing around at all.
And when you get to Antarctica, aside from taking pictures and looking at the scenery, there's really nothing else to do, is there?
No, there's nothing to do. There's no wildlife down there on the land at all, except a little bug and a little piece of moss is the only flora and fauna there is there.
I'm going to
put the scenery is breathtaking, believe me. There's an active volcano just pure white ice with smoke coming out of the top of Mount Erebus, which is quite interesting to see.
So it's worth the discomfort, you think?
Oh, yes, we all had a wonderful time. Just marvelous. Except for a lady from Honolulu who didn't like it at all.
I can see. Well, listen, next time I get $7,000 that I can spare, I think I'll go to Pittsburgh. Our guest has been Richard Bissell, a regular contributor to Venture Magazine. As Bill Cullen for Monitor.
Now here's a final word from Botany 500. Here's an idea for the traveling man who wants to look great but travel light. Botany 500's travel-tested wardrobe. Tailored of special blends with Dacron polyester. It's just 8 1/4 pounds of solid fashion. 2 suits, a sport coat, and slacks. They take you anywhere in style without breaking your back. Stop by your Botany 500 store. See the travel-tested wardrobe with Dacron.
Every day, like today, Dacron is the word to say when you want to look your Sunday best. Every day of the week, say Dacron, mister.
It's 16 minutes before the hour right here on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor 68, and looking ahead to this evening on Monitor, your host will be Brad Crandall, and comedian Jack Benny will join us. You'll hear from regulars Mel Allen and Bob Considine. And don't forget, Medicine, the Science of Life, the NBC Second Sunday special, over most of these Monitor stations this evening.